Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we'll be playing music from Dana Marie, Brooklyn Roebuck, and Megan Golden. But before we start the show today, I have to go on a mini rant. Well, it's not exactly a rant per se, but more of a I can't wait this moment. Sorry about that slight tech difficulty. Like I said, it's more of a I can't believe this moment. I know we're only 5 shows in, but this is something I've always wanted to do and something I'm proud of and so passionate about. I honestly I didn't think we'd last for more than 4 episodes, to be completely honest with you. I have to give credit to a few people who've inspired me, whether through words of encouragement or just by watching them, what they do and how they do it. CMT's Cody Allen is at the top of that list. I also have to give credit to the super talented Mr. Bobby Bones, as well as my buddy, the Iceman. The feedback I've received in the short time the show has been live from my peers in the industry to the artists we play to the listeners, isn't it more than anything? Only bigger and better things from here on out. And hope you guys keep tuning in, because you're the ones I do this for. None of this happens without y'all. And with that, on to the show. And we have actually a caller who is a very, very good friend of mine. Is this Misty?
Yes. Hey.
Hey, Misty. How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for pitching in so quick. I know this was kind of last minute.
Oh yeah, not a problem.
I don't know if you've tuned into the show before, but let's go ahead and get this countdown started, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming in at number 3 today on Indie Country Radio is country pop singer Dana Marie and her song "Burn It Away." And I'll tell you a little bit about Dana and the song after we hear it. Again, here's Dana Marie and "Burn It Away." And you're listening to Indie Country Radio.
Burn it away.
that was Dana Marie at number three on this week's Indie Country Radio Countdown with Burn It Away. Dana is one of my dearest friends, and I had a chance to sit down with her on the show on October 4th this past year. And it was honestly more like a therapy session than it was an interview. Dana is such a blessing to everybody that she reaches, myself included. What did you think about that song, Misty?
I really loved it. I was sitting over here dancing. She's got a really good voice and very good. That song had a really good beat to it. So I was like, oh, yeah. I hadn't heard it before. So I really like it. I'll have to check it out.
I love that.
Download it or something.
See, I'm a sucker for a good banjo. So I love the banjo part in that. In the very start of that song. I guess it's showing my country roots. I don't know. But anyway. Before we get to number two, what have you been up to?
I have been working and working and working, but it's the weekend, so I'm really excited.
Exactly.
My daughter is in the band, speaking of music, and we have a fundraiser in the morning, so we're doing a pancake breakfast. So I get to get up and go serve. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. But my daughter is big into music. It's her passion. So I'm going to do it all to support her.
Oh, yeah. I was in band in school from 5th grade through 12th grade. So I know all about the fundraisers. I know all about the long nights and early mornings.
Yes.
Getting back to the countdown now, it's another dear friend of mine, Megan Golden, and her song Dangerous. Now I've known Megan for a long time, and I've had her on the show on multiple occasions. It's always so much fun kissing for that girl. I've actually seen her live at least, I think, maybe twice at least. Coming in at number two on Indie Country Radio, it's Megan Golden and Dangerous off her just released a self-titled EP. And here we go.
Got a black tattoo across the veins of his wrist. I like the way I love you rolls off of his lips like smoke rolling off the end of his Marlboro wrist. Yeah.
Megan Golden with A Dangerous. You know, before we go any further, I got to say, all the artists that I played on the show for the past few weeks, there's great music and talented people out there, folks. Aside from what you hear on the radio, Pandora, et cetera, et cetera. You just gotta I take the time to actually sit down and look for these people. And that's what I try to do. Some of my dearest friends are some of the artists that we play on the show. And really, all I'm trying to do is give them a chance for their music to be heard. So, what do you think of Megan Golden?
Well, I can see why she was your number two pick. That was awesome. another one who has just an amazing voice. I'm just like, oh my goodness. And another one that had a great beat to the song as well. So good choice there for your number two. I can't wait to see what number one is now.
If you like number three and number two, just wait for number
one. Oh,
yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
I can see why these two were your number three and number two pick. They were both phenomenal. They're talented. I can see them going very far, very fast. So.
Oh, absolutely. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to the first four episodes if you hadn't already, because there's some super incredibly talented people on there.
I will. Yeah, I have not had a chance to do it yet, but I definitely will.
Awesome. And without further ado, I kind of wish we had a drum roll right here. But, there we go. Thank you for that. taking the number one slot this week is a Canadian singer songwriter, Brooklyn Robuck, and her song "Good Day." I have yet to have a Brooklyn on the show, but she's been a good friend for a long time, and I kind of need to work on having her on the show. I need to reach out. Anyway, here's Brooklyn and "Good Day" at a number one this week on Indie Country Radio.
Pick up truck off the lot. We're heading for wheeling down the block. Watch for cops. Hope they don't get us defeated. Pedal to the metal now. Watch this go. Country song playing on the radio. Still watching for the popo. Sun on my face. No time to wait. Please don't come around if you're gonna break me down. Please don't come around.
Congratulations to Brooklyn Roebuck on taking the top spot. Honestly, of those three songs, it was the hardest to choose, which what a position they charted. It was the absolute hardest to choose. I mean, do you know what a big music lover I am, Misty?
Yes, definitely. And those were, like, I don't know how you chose your order, because they were all amazing. So if I can see how she got number one, because she was more my style a little bit. She sounded like contemporary yet soulful. Like, that song was really, I could see that
sort of,
playing. And yeah, and so I really liked it a lot. So that was a good decision, putting her number one. But they were all three very good.
They really were. And and the interview I was talking about with Dana Marie, who was in the number three slot this week. It was October 4th of 16. Go look that one up. Trust me.
Okay.
It was more of a therapy session than it was an interview.
Those are always good, though. Good to have.
Oh, yes, they are. What's speaking of radio shows, what's going on with you and your show?
Yeah, we are still trucking along. We took a break for the holidays, and then we got back into it. We can't have a show every week sometimes due to Brandon's work schedule, but we try to. So basically, we're still trying to get some of the cast members back on again. It's been hard getting back into the groove of trying to reach out to them, but hopefully we'll have a cast member on. But typically, we just have our normal days of our lives chatter with chat room, and people call in and just talk about it. So
mm-hmm.
still going on.
Awesome. And like you said, it's pretty tough to nail down the guest every week, isn't it? Like you said, it's a job.
Yeah. Yes, and I've been so busy in my normal life that it's been hard to try to
mm-hmm.
focus on getting that together for the show that I just do for fun.
The show.
But,
Right.
So, yeah.
You,
so, yeah, it's so fun
once
we can get on book, though.
Oh, yeah. And I totally get where you're coming from about after that a long holiday break.
Mm-hmm.
See, we took off before we came back last month. We've been off since before Thanksgiving. So I done a show in like 2 months. So it was weird getting back into it, but it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we did two shows in December, and then we didn't get
mm-hmm.
back on until after the new year. And then we did not have a show last week, but
started
hit or miss.
I think it was – I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was January 6th when we started back up. We've been on hiatus since a part of that since like November the 12th or 13th or something like that. So it was a
good long break.
2 months for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have a few announcements for the show, and if you've got any announcements for your show, I'll turn it over to you in a second. But next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, all these shows are 4:30 Central. I don't really have to keep saying that anymore at this point, do I? we have, after nearly 3 years away, we have a singer-songwriter, Brittany Bateson, joining us after nearly 3 years. And she's actually the first musician I ever interviewed, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. That is... that's the 7th, and Valentine's Day, we have, yes, we're doing a show on Valentine's Day, y'all. we have singer Amanda Jones from Amanda Jones and the Family Band. That's the 14th. And the 21st, we've got a dear friend of mine, Alyssa Trahan, another singer-songwriter out of Nashville. We don't have anything the 28th, but March 1st, we have, and this was just booked this morning, we have Arizona singer-songwriter Ashley Wineland joining us. That's March 1st. And March 7th is, in my opinion, the big one. I've literally been trying to get the guests for a March 7th on for literally years. And our schedules have never meshed. So a March 7th, we have another Canadian band, Runaway Angel, joining us. So with the exception of February 28th, we're booked solid through the first week of March, which is pretty amazing, actually.
It's very amazing. That's awesome. It's exciting, and it sounds like they're great. They're going to be great shows.
Oh, I can't wait. We've had Alyssa Trahan on the show. Good God, we've had her on at least 4 times. So, it's always fun when Alyssa shows back up. I want to turn it over to you now, and do you have any show announcements?
Well, we don't have any guest spots coming up, but tune in to us if you want to on our Facebook page, Common Ground Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter at CG Online Radio, and keep up to date with when we do have guests on, or if you just want to join us when we have our shows. We usually have shows Sunday evenings at 7 Eastern time in the afternoon. To look out, we post when and when we don't have shows, and we post announcements when we do book guests. So if you want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, that is a good way to keep up with who will be on, if you're a Days of Our Lives fan. So you'll want to be sure to tune into our group.
And I've called in several times. Y'all, they have fun over there.
Yeah.
That's just all I can say. That's fine.
Yeah. We always love when you are a guest or whatever, or for a guest on your show or whatever. We always have a blast together. There's no doubt about that.
And actually, me and Em were actually interviewed on their show, when was that, about a year or so ago, maybe? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was so fun.
That was that was awesome. Oh, and speaking of M, her a brand new show, A Talk Daytime. Have y'all set a pre-scheduled date yet for that show?
No, we have not. But I think she's working on that for us. I think she's February. I'm not sure. But, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to do our original schedule. But
yeah,
looking forward to hearing from her on getting a reschedule.
And we'll definitely keep y'all updated on that on all three of our shows.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you again for taking about thirty minutes to come on and hang with me. It's been fun.
Right. Well, you're very welcome. Yes, you're very welcome. I had luckily got off work early today, so when you sent me a message, I was like, "Well, yeah, I'll call." So I was glad to be able to do it.
Awesome. So I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, and I'll update you later, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Bye.
All right, see you, Misty. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Indie Country Radio. And again, a congrats to everybody that charted. I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.